This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steven, you first.
Gentlemen, I feel like the countdown to the 2025 NFL season can freely begin today because it marks 100 days now until the Cowboys and the Super Bowl champion Eagles kick things off on September 4th. We know the Saints open the season September 7th in the Superdome against Arizona. And just going back to something that stood out to me in last Thursday's OTA session was wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. Man, he looks fully recovered after needing season-ending knee surgery. Last season, Shaheed caught just 20 passes for a total of 349 yards, three touchdowns, appearing in just six games. Notched a career high 17.5 yards per catch, also having 17.6 yards average depth in target. Definitely great to see the speedster out there, and it was very fluid. The speed still present with him. And that was something, like I said, stood out to me in the organized team activity workout. Obviously, Chris Olave out there, too, dealing with those head issues. But I was just a little concerned with Shaheed coming back from a knee injury, having surgery, and would he still have that burst to him? And good news is, early on, definitely looks like the Rashid Shaheed still has the speed.
Steve, one of the things we talked about in the first hour, Charlie and I, that, Chris Olave is a good to very good player. But you know who keeps me up at night if he's healthy? Rashid Shaheed, if I'm a defensive coordinator.
Yep.
No, that dude can run. And you can say, well, I'll play press coverage on him. Okay, what if you miss and he gets off press coverage? You in trouble, Jack, because he's going to run right past you. And I do think that that element certainly was not there for this football team, both guys getting hurt. Rashid Shaheed's one of the guys, along with Kamara, that would keep me up. You know, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, those two guys come to mind real quick that, you know, to play the Saints, those are the guys that are going to make the big plays for me. It's going to be Alvin or it's going to be Rashid. So good to hear that he looks good coming back from that knee injury. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the stat that I kind of read a little bit earlier, Mike, but since changing the format of the postseason for college baseball in 1999, this is a 400 regional group that we're talking about here. 267 of those 400 regional hosts have advanced, 67%. And then looking a little bit ahead, 139 of 199 super hosts have advanced, which is 70%. Guys, you can't overstate how big of an advantage it is to stay at home. And not just for regional play, but also super regional play. And LSU locking down that top eight national seed. As we kind of mentioned with Scott, you know, the numbers that they put up at home, 9.6 runs per game at the box. I mean, it's pretty gaudy. This LSU team is just a different beast when they're playing in front of their home fans. And a couple numbers also here, guys. You know, if you're talking about LSU's home splits, D1 baseball has it, you can separate it home to road splits. LSU's got six different regular starters that are hitting over 323 at home. That's Chris Stanfield, who hits 323, Jake Brown, 352, Daniel Dickinson, 353, Jared Jones, 359, Derek Curiel at 400. And then this is the one that, you know, I remembered, like, his home road splits are just kind of strange. He's such a better hitter at home. Ethan Frey leads the team with 408 as his batting average at home at Alec Box Stadium. It's a pretty big sample size here, guys. And as far as OPS, if you prefer that to, you know, batting average, they have five different guys of those regular starters with a OPS of over one. Jake Brown, Dickinson, Jones, Curiel, and Frey. This LSU team, when they're scoring runs, as we mentioned, they are very, very difficult to beat because of how good that pitching staff is. And when they're at the box, this offense can come alive.
Yeah, no question, Charlie. And I like put it, you know, you're not sleeping in a strange bed, not you sleeping on a different pillow. Not a bed, I don't mind different. The pillow's a different story for me. So I get exactly where you were sort of going with all that. And we just want to tell everybody that Thursday we'll have coverage here on the Big 870 from 4 to 8. Bobby Hebert will join us giving his thoughts on the OTA sessions, which will be open to the media. Bobby J will give us his rundown on what he was able to see along with Steve and Jeff Nowak. Also, too, we will keep you up to date on the Big 870 and what is happening in Destin, Florida, where some major, major decisions are going to be made that will change college football and change college athletics over the next few years. We'll keep you there. When I first started thinking about this late last week, who are we going to get on? You know, it was my thought about LSU baseball. But then the more and more I heard it from different people, major decisions. And Greg Sankey just minutes ago, talking to the media, told him that basically the message he is being given by SEC coaches is that they prefer a one-time January transfer portal. And this would mimic the one proposed by the AFCA earlier this year. And so that would be a change because now you got two different periods that you can use the transfer portal. Looks as though that they are trying to square this off where it'd be just one transfer portal time, and that would be in January. And that would be different from what we've seen over the last few years. They're trying to lock that down. Now, how they fool with the money part, good luck, buddy, because you're not going to – you think you'd be able to put caps and all this. That's not going to work. There's always somebody that's going to work around that particular deal. But Greg Sankey just minutes ago saying he prefers this, and along with the SEC coaches, and we know the stroke – of SEC, Big Ten, and how these rules are going to be changed. And it looks as though their proposal is going to be a one-time January portal time frame to leave from one school to go to another. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here. And we want to thank Bet365 for sponsoring our feature each and every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.